Nancy. Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. And we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. Hopefully you, the listeners, have gotten used to our shows on Wednesday afternoon, 12:30 to 1. And now that you've gotten used to it, it's time to switch things up a little bit.
That's right. We're going to keep it fresh.
We're going to
do a little dance and move some things around and see if you can follow us.
That's right. Today is the last Computer Guys on Wednesdays from 12:30 to 1. We'll still be on Red's Place and the occasional Talk of the Town. But this is the last half hour episode of the Computer Guys. So we'd like to get some calls in yet. 395-1450. Hopefully we can help you out. And maybe if you're having some problems with your computer or any questions about technology in general, we'd love to do that. 395-1450. As always, you can send us an email.
Yeah, it's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show. So if you have a question via email, go ahead and send it to us, and we'll do our best to get to it on the show.
That's right, Kev. There's always the podcast, and since we'll be on Red's Place regularly, we'll continue the podcast, and instead of a half hour, now you can fit us into 10 minutes.
That's right.
Squeeze it
right
down. So for those of you who are listening to the Computer Guys as you exercise, you've now got only a 10-minute exercise
You can listen to a couple of them if you still need a little more for your exercise.
That's right. And actually, we've got a phone call coming in now, so let's go ahead and take this. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys. Oop.
There we go.
Hello, are you there, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's okay.
So how can we help you today?
I had emailed a friend for years, and now she says for the last several months, she has not been getting my emails. Well, her email address hasn't changed, and the way I send it hasn't changed. Do you have any idea why she isn't getting them anymore?
Have you changed your email address?
No.
You haven't. So nothing's changed, and suddenly
nothing's
out of the blue,
she just isn't getting my emails.
Okay.
It's weird.
You don't tell us the whole email address, but what is the last part of her emails? Is it like at a yahoo.com, or is it at...
It's like an MSN.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of options. Number one, maybe she accidentally added you to her junk email.
I told her that. I said, check your junk mail.
And did she look in there, and has she seen anything?
Apparently she hasn't.
Okay. And you don't get any kind of a response?
I don't get the response. Usually if something's undeliverable, you know, my AOL will send it back to me and say, you know, this cannot be delivered.
Sure.
What? Well, they're out there in cyberspace somewhere, floating around,
right.
All those
floating
emails.
Around, exactly.
Well, kind of like those lost checks in the mail, right?
Yeah.
One thing she can try and do is, on her end, basically, if it's an MSN account or like a web-based email, in the options panel, you have the ability to create what's called a white list or a trusted senders list, and basically just put your email address on that list, which will say, no matter what, it's allowed to come through.
Okay.
So that will ensure that anything on her end, it won't block you, that you are a trusted sender, that for sure your email should go through.
Okay.
And if that doesn't fix it, you're going to probably have to get into contact with whoever hosts her email. So she's going to have to contact, if it's MSN or Hotmail, contact them about that issue.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, if you're not getting anything back, then you're right. It's hanging out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, when she checks her email, does she go visit the web page, or does she open a program like Outlook or Outlook Express?
I'm not sure.
Okay. That would be the other thing. We've had problems in the past where people actually have like a Yahoo email account, and they use Outlook to check their email. And they look in their junk mail and they say there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you actually go to the web page for yahoo.com and log in, there's even another junk mail there. And then they found those missing messages there on the website itself.
Okay.
So probably the next place. Otherwise, you know, what you could do is try emailing her from another email address if you or somebody you know has one, just to test it.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea.
So
good.
Just to see. So
okay, thanks for your help.
Hey, good luck, and let us know if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, that can be a little difficult unless you've got both computers sitting in front of you. You can kind of go through a little more easily and troubleshoot that.
Yep.
But as we were saying, though, Kev, the podcast will still be up and running, so you're welcome to check that out. And
that's right. You can still listen to those features. And, yeah, like we said, you know, as in addition to being on Red's Place, we are going to be doing Talk of the Town and fielding questions there as well. So, and we'll do our best to podcast that as well.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take this call. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi, I'm bummed that you're going off the air or going off to being on the radio.
Well, a little bit less time. We'll just have to talk a little faster, I guess.
That's right.
I've recently discovered this radio station, and there's a few programs I like, and I like yours.
Oh, thanks.
You're probably one of the ones that talked about cloud system and made it the easiest to understand. I just wanted to know that, let you know I appreciate it.
Hey, well, thanks. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Okay, see ya.
Yep, thanks. Yeah, Kev, I guess we're just going to have to talk a little faster, like the old micro machine.
We'll do it. I think we can squeeze it down. I think we can do it. Now, people are going to have to get up earlier in the morning, and we're going to have to cover more ground, and Anyway.
I can't talk that fast in the morning,
actually. We're going to have to practice.
I was on Red's Place a couple weeks ago when you were on vacation there. Yep. I actually was, it was Monday morning. And
a little hard for you to get up,
wasn't
it?
Well, I'm already at work for a while by that point, but, you know, Red actually told me I was talking too fast during that time.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's a new one.
So I don't know what to say. But yeah, give us a call here, 395-1450, the computer guys here in WHTC. Kev, how would you like it if, you know, you and I complain, or at least I complain quite a bit about the RIAA for music or the MPAA or...
Yeah, digital rights management, all the lawsuits that come out of that.
You know, the fact that they think that their songs are worth like $10,000 each when you download it and they fine you that much, just, to me, is just ridiculous. I mean, it would be... the punishment doesn't fit the crime at all. I'm not saying it's right to illegally download music, but I think that their punishments are just absurd. I mean, it's...
It's a little bit out of balance.
I'm not going to get my soapbox out here. I'm going to resist the temptation.
That's good.
So we're going to just talk about this little story here. This is a story out of London. So across the pond there, the British government says people who illegally download music and films could have their internet connections cut off.
Ooh.
I know. If fining you thousands of dollars per song wasn't enough, now you can't go on the internet. Now that is taking it. Hey, I mean, the fines were one thing, but so Treasury Minister Stephen Timms says the move would allow swifter and more flexible measures to clamp down on piracy. The plans announced Tuesday include blocking access to download sites and temporarily suspending users' internet accounts.
Mm.
The announcement drew criticism from some groups, but those representing, of course, the music industry were pleased. The Open Rights Group, which aims to raise awareness of digital rights, said any suspension would restrict people's fundamental right to freedom of expression. But the British phonographic industry called it helpful in the fight against piracy.
Interesting. So, boom, they're going to pull the plug on you.
Yep, well, that's their hope.
You break the rules, nope, no internet for you.
So, yeah, we'll just talk about that story and leave it at that.
Yep.
Or we might fill the entire hour with me ranting again.
Okay, we'll move on to something else.
All right, hold on. Let me announce this one, Kev, because I was talking with somebody just the other day. And this is totally new news to me. I don't know how I missed the boat on this one. Maybe you knew this, but it was news to
me.
Microsoft money?
Mm-hmm.
It's no more.
It's going away?
No, it's been just going away. It's gone away. 2008, August, I think, was the last one? Time. Did you know that?
I don't think I was paying attention that much, no.
No, it's not as popular of a program as Quicken, which is still available.
Yeah. It kind of, you know, I think... Most of the people who used money started using it because it came on their computer.
Yep. I was one of them.
There weren't many people who went out and actually bought it.
I tried money, mm-hmm. and it was a fine program. Yeah. You know, when it really comes down to it, Microsoft Money versus Quicken, you know, I mean, it's accounting. It's not the most exciting thing in the world.
No.
But they really tried to
dress it up with a lot of graphics and, you know, fun reporting features.
But I had somebody asking the other day, and... sure enough, Microsoft Money 2008 was the end.
Wow.
They're actually trying to redirect you to the Microsoft Money web page now.
Oh, so they're going web only?
Well, sort of.
Sort of?
I didn't really look into it far. I didn't have time.
That'd be interesting.
But anyway, as far as the program itself, where you actually go out to the store, purchase Microsoft
Money. No more, huh? Interesting. So if you're using it, you can keep using it. you may want to get your hands on that latest copy if you can, because it'll probably work longer than your old version if you're running, you know, 2000 or 98 or whatever it is. Otherwise, you might need to make the switch to Quicken.
And you know what? Actually, after having used Quicken, the funny thing is, I'm running 2007. 2008 came out, and I got a copy. Didn't like it as much. Stuck with 2007.
I think I'm running 2007 or something. I don't know. You know, we started using Money too because it was already on the computer, and I found that for what I wanted to do, it took a little more effort to do it in Money than it did in Quicken.
Yep, absolutely.
I really just wanted some basic charting functions, and I didn't need all the other features, and it was a little slow to, you know, go through all the areas that I didn't want to go to. So, yep, I made the switch. But anyways, speaking of making switches,
hold on here. I'm just going to go.
Are you on a roll here?
No. Computer here in the station's a little slow. We're just going to talk about Microsoft Money just for a second here. Version 1 was initially released for Windows 3.0. And then they went all the way up to Microsoft Money Plus 2008 when it was version 17. And that, let's see if we can get a final note on that. August 2008, Microsoft announced they were discontinue releasing a new version of the product each year. So there was no Money in 2009. So considering, Kev, I think I've only worked on or helped customers with Money a handful of times. Look at how long it took to find out.
Sure.
So anyway, that's the end. Go on to your story. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Are you done? Is there anything else you'd like to say about
Microsoft? Actually, look at this.
Oh, look, something else.
Product activation servers used for Money 2007 will also be deactivated after January 31, 2011. So you've got a year and a half to activate it.
I did see that. So you better, if you're going to get one, get it and make sure you activate
it. So you can't
even
reinstall after that date.
Legally, no.
No, that's what it says.
Well, you know, there's always a way around it, but yeah.
Okay, if you want to take the time to go on the internet and find a crack for Money 2008, then you can.
The program you paid $29 for. So, yeah.
Rest in peace, Microsoft Money.
That's right. Moment of silence.
There we go.
Moving on. You know how Mac people always like to make fun of PCs for viruses and, oh, I don't need that. I have a Mac. I don't need to worry about antivirus.
Well, that's because that it's true mostly.
Well, but hey, let's just say that the tides are shifting here because Snow Leopard, Mac's new version, which is due out on Friday, is rumored to have built-in antivirus capabilities.
Awesome.
So I think what they're recognizing here is as, you know, they increase their market share, as they get a little bit more popular, they're going to start becoming more of a target. And so they better do something about that. So this is an independent organization it's a Mac security firm. And they said that the latest version appears in some screenshots to have some built-in antivirus protection. So it isn't confirmed yet, but it is one of those things that, hey, it may change. You may be getting viruses for your Mac now, shortly.
No, so you won't, because it'll have antivirus built in, Kev.
Yeah, and we all know that when it has antivirus, nothing ever happens, right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
You know what, Kev? Speaking of another rumor, did you hear the rumor about the Apple computer?
No, I didn't.
Has to relate to me, actually. I've been looking at buying an Apple for home.
Have you?
You know, it's funny, because I've always used both Apple and Windows computers.
Sure.
You know, the first computer we got at home was an Apple, and then we went to Windows for a while. But in school, you're still using Apple. Then I went to college, and I used both. I owned a Windows computer, but I used a lot of Apples, and I did troubleshooting on them.
Sure.
When we started our business 7.5 years ago, we bought an Apple. We've had that since. But, the last few years, my experience in them and my use of them has really gone down.
Yeah.
And not by choice, just, you know, you just do what you got to do for work, and at home, don't use the computer as much. So anyway, be nice to have just a little laptop to float around
home.
Okay,
so you're thinking about a laptop.
Oh, yeah, a laptop. Yeah,
okay.
And you know how I hate netbooks.
Yep. So you're going to buy a 13-inch Mac?
Yeah, a little 13-inch Mac. Because you still have a big-size keyboard.
There you go.
But a little smaller.
Sure.
So I've been doing a little research into the new Snow Leopard 10.6.
That's right. It's coming out Friday.
And the reality is, it's really nothing to get excited about.
Nah, a few new features.
And that's why it's so
cheap.
People
get really excited about
it. Yeah, but it's so cheap compared to the older versions. I mean, it was really, you know, there are a lot of changes made in there. But
sure.
It's a new one.
Sure.
Not as much.
No. So, hey, well, that's fun.
That's all right. Although this antivirus, I haven't heard about that. So.
Oh, yeah. See, I got the news for you.
Also, Kev, here we have... oh, and also, if you're listening here, this is the you're listening to the Computer Guys final Wednesday episode.
That's right.
Give us a call. Speaking of which, let's take this call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I hear you're talking about a Mac and also about a regular PC. Is there any difference besides, I was told you can't play games on a Mac that you could play on regular PC. You know, it's almost convincing to get a Mac nowadays with the way viruses are going and everything, but I'll hang up and I'll like to hear what you said.
Sure, yeah, thanks for the call there.
All right, thank you.
And, yeah, as far as, you know, that is true. Typically, you know, the games that come out, like the, we'll say the games that you'd go to the store to purchase, you know, they usually don't make those for Apples.
Now, what made it a little bit easier is when the Apple started using the same processors as PCs. That expanded the game market a bit.
But even so, when you look, Kev, it's not the same.
Yeah, you get a lot larger selection when you're buying for PC.
Now, a lot of games are also like, you know, you can go to Pogo.com and play all the games there. Mm-hmm. Works just fine on an Apple.
Online games. Anything online, that you get to on the internet, you know, those are all pretty standard. Should work with Mac or PC. But the ones that, you buy in a store, generally are PC games.
Now, diehard gamers will say that the best games are played on a computer. You have more control with a mouse and a keyboard, and I'll agree with that. But at the same time, it's an expensive way to have to play games. Whereas you buy an Xbox or a Wii, and it's the cost is a lot lower. Granted, the game itself is usually $10, $20 more, but in the long run, unless you're buying 100 games or even 50, I mean, it...
Everybody's got their preferences.
Yeah.
So, and you can't beat like a console gaming like PlayStation or something like that for multiple players. It's just a better way to go. You've got the bigger screen, you know, when it's hooked up to your TV. It's hard to play multiple, you know, player games unless you have multiple computers. So.
Yeah, which is a lot more fun because then you have your own screen.
Yep.
Multiple players on a TV, it's just not the same. Unless it's like something where you take turns. So, but yeah, other than that, I mean, and then also at the same time, you know, Apple start at $1,000 and go up from there. Whereas, you know, if you just want a basic netbook for surfing the internet, you're looking at a few hundred dollars. You know, even a decent Dell laptop, you're looking at anywhere from $600 on up.
Well, if you're going to be gaming too.
Right, right. But I'm just saying for just the use of a computer. So even if you say, okay, well, it's a few hundred dollar difference, that's a lot of virus removals.
Yep.
I mean, you got to be getting affected a lot in order to make it like an economic decision.
That's
right. Now, Apple has done some things with some of their back to school deals and a free iPod and whatnot to try to lure some of the college students, especially now. But in general, that's definitely one of the draws. So something to consider. But also one other thing, Kev, here real quick before our break. Did you hear about the McAfee list?
No, I didn't.
Well, McAfee released, I think this was yesterday, the top 15 celebrities that when you search for, most likely to get a virus from searching for.
Oh, I didn't hear it as the McAfee list, but I did hear.
McAfee was the one who did the research
on that. Okay. Yep. Well, let's talk more about that when we get back.
Well, I'm just going to go through the list.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Number 15, and this is going to show my ignorance on pop culture. I don't know who maybe, let's say a third of these people are. Okay. I don't know who this first person is. Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
This is a reality star.
Yeah.
Number 14, Lindsay Lohan. And of course, just searching for these won't get you information. It's like it will be a link to like Kim Kardashian, what do they say here? Pictures or videos or whatever. And then suddenly you're installing a new program on your computer. Next thing you know.
Or download some file. Yep. And then bam.
Number 14, Lindsay Lohan. 13, Rihanna. 12, Britney Spears. 11, Reese Witherspoon. Number 10, Brad Pitt.
Oh, he's on the list. Okay.
Number 9, Ashley Tisdale. I have no idea who that is. Tied for number 8, Megan Fox and Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
7, Miley Cyrus. 6, Gisele Bündchen. 5, Jessica Simpson. 4, Tom Brady.
3, Brady.
Jennifer Aniston. Number 2, Beyonce. Number 1, Jessica Biel.
That's right.
So maybe you want to change your searches to somebody else. Take this call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hey, Computer Guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I just want to call you and thank you for your service over the last few years to the community.
Oh, yeah, we've had fun.
Well, you've been moved around a little bit, not according to what you wish, but...
we just got to roll with the punches.
Yeah, well, they managed to find some time for you, and I always appreciate that. And I don't know if the station realizes what a good service you guys have been bringing to the community, but I've always appreciated you, and I know there have been enough phone calls in there to know that the rest of the community has appreciated it, too. So.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks. We appreciate that.
Well, you know, you give up more than a half an hour of your day each week to us, and wish you well in your business, and hopefully they'll be able to find a good spot for you sometime down the road.
Well, hey, thanks a lot.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave and Kevin.
See ya. Bye. Yeah, we moved around a little bit. Started Saturdays and Wednesdays. And
that's right.
Mondays at 8:40 we'll be on with Red there, so. Be sure and
getting you out of bed in the morning. Well, you're probably already up by then.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
already
on your way
to
work or a coffee break or something like that.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break here, Kev. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back. You are listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHTC, the Computer Guys' final Wednesday afternoon show. But we're not going anywhere. We're just moving. Mornings.
That's right.
And there will always be the podcast in case you can't get up that early or in case you're already doing something else at that time. Mm-hmm. Give us a call here, 395-1450. If you've got any questions for us, be happy to help you out. Kev, we also have another news story here.
Sure. What do you have?
We were talking about Apple during the break. This is slightly different. Steve Jobs is, again, managing the smallest details of Apple products. He's back. He's focusing on a new tablet. He's designing a new tablet-like device.
Yeah, you know, I've heard some rumors about this, and there's been a lot of talk. Some people say, what's the point? They wouldn't use it anyway. Other people are really excited about it, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with this.
Oh, come on. The Apple fanboys will go out and buy it.
Oh, of course. And I saw, I don't know, it was a spoof somewhere, and basically it looked like a giant iPod with a big scroll wheel on it. And that was the tablet. It was pretty hilarious.
Nothing will be better than the time that, what's that Fox funny show on Saturday nights? Mad TV. When they did a skit about the iRack.
Yep, that's right.
That was the
whole
greatest.
All your eye devices.
That's right. That was, you know, if you're out there listening, you don't know what we're talking about. Just go on to youtube.com and do a search for the iRack, but R-A-C-K, the I-R-A-C-K. Mad TV iRack. It is the funniest thing, especially if you follow Apple at all or just this. Oh, man, it is so funny. I just go to that, Kev. I search for it every maybe 6 months just to watch it.
It's the first one that comes up. If you type iRack, it is the first, the Mad TV Apple iRack. I'm going to have to watch it again
later.
Oh, man,
it is so funny. It's just, and it was great because at the time, you know, in the country of Rack, there were a lot more problems. And it was very relative, and it was just, it was so funny. So that's my tip for you today. If you're looking for a little smile, a little laugh during your day, just go to YouTube, search iRack, but R-A-C-K. Not like the country.
That's true.
So anyway, Steve Jobs is back. He's 54. He's been out for 6 months. He's got himself a new liver, and hopefully he's feeling good, ready to
take on the
tablet to work. Even though Apple's still doing well and making a lot of money.
Still doing well.
Selling a lot of things. Although,
that's
Kev,
true.
Were you gone a couple weeks ago when we talked about the fact that the iPod is the number three?
Personal music player?
No, the number three as far as Apple's sales. Used to be their number one moneymaker.
Yeah, I know it's gone down. What is it? What does it break down for one and two? iPhone's
got to
be
iPhone,
up there.
And then one of their computers.
Okay.
Maybe I can find
probably one of their laptops. That's
so anyway.
All right. Not important. That's kind of what I figured.
Well, it is important.
Definitely. Well. Well, anyway. So, anything else in the news there you got, Dave?
Well, we also talked about how the wife of the Twitter founder was tweeting during her birth.
Oh, really? It's quite appropriate, I guess.
So if Kevin Jr. number three comes along, maybe Jen could...
Still not on Twitter, Dave. So still haven't gotten around to that.
Not yet.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like the world doesn't really need to know what I'm doing at this moment. Let alone, I don't really want to tell them. So I like to live in secret.
And that's okay.
That's right.
I can't find it. But anyway, it was... just changes a little bit. Well, Kev, we've got another 30 seconds left in here.
What should we say?
Well, let's just reminisce real quick. We've had some good times in the Wednesday afternoon here.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
Started out Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
We'd round a couple time slots. Wednesdays now, 12:30 to 1.
You know?
Now we're going Mondays, 8:40. We'll be on Red's Place and the occasional Talk of the Town as well.
That's right. So, we're going to try and do that on a semi-regular basis and, you know, hopefully field some calls there. And we're going to, you know, check out a new audience. Hopefully get more people.
Ironically, I was just about to complain Juke was not streaming on the internet today, and neither were we. So I guess I can't say anything.
Oh, well, too
bad.
But
anyway,
you didn't push the button.
Thanks again.
Thanks again. It's been fun.
We're
not going anywhere. If you ever need to get a hold of us, we're still around at our office. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd Street. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31.
That's right. Well, don't forget our podcast. We'll still have that going. Easiest way is iTunes. Just search WHTC in the music store, or our website has it too, macatawatechnologies.com. Well, thanks again for everybody, and have a great week.